Carolina.
Meryl.
Hi.
Hi.
Wasn't sure there was going to be a class tonight.
No, I hope so.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Happy Hanukkah to all. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Anna Bakoa. Gedulat Shemincha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Fresh Ions in Tet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Taharim Rachame Sikadha Tamid Gamrem Betet Reish, Saditat Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Et Kufbet, Et Nunayim. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zochre Kedushata, Yud Gimel Lamet, E Zayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatziakatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shinkufat, Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apaim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabrichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu. Urchimud hilu hilu urchimu. Leah da lishem yun he bavav he. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Deka Matar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash V'zach yaleya minaya ulan haga Ve'yakalana tehakulu ovada Dikshot Dinun wikola itzterich bi'alma. The energy of the current year, 5780. There is a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that has these energies or connects to these energies. So tonight we will study Leviticus chapter 13, verse 8. Wera ha-kohen v'hine pasta ha-mispachat v'or met'ut v'timu ha-kohen ha-tzara'at hi. The translation of this verse: and the priest shall look, and behold, if the scab be spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is tzarat, leprosy, spiritual leprosy. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame me he shi la la he aka aka heta eza yo ala da la awa he he ya yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nulacha yo 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 me la he se se wa nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he se ka wa to me nuda anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo cha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo, nu me me yo Sare. Wame be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Dame be me nu ko ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We will utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ta me ta he he yo anu da la he wa me he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa he te nu la. Nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka cha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he o shi a la me. Nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he, pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be mi yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left today, the 26th day of Kislev. This is the second candle. It's actually the light of Yesod that's coming into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Malchut moves into the vessel of Chesed. Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Aaron Perlo of Kodinov, Rabbi Abraham ben David, known as the Ravad through the Third, and also as the Baal HaSagot, as that is the name of his book, or one of the books that he wrote. Rabbi Elazar of Koshnitz, Rabbi Meshulam Roth, Rabbi Yehoshua Zelig Diskin, known as the Rav of Pardes Chana. That's the Garden of Chana. Rabbi David Hershmeyer, we will now connect with the Ani meditation. This meditation helps us climb the tree of life, starting in our physical world of Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, Yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo are who ni wu yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ach. Ni wi yo. Vayadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim. Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha. Esel wikol temuna asher bashamayim mibal wa asher baaretz mitachat wa asher bamayim mitachat laaretz lo tishtachawe lachem velo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim We Al Ribeim Lashonai We Oseh Hesed La Lafim La Havai Ushomrei Mitzvotai Lo Tisa Et Shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisa et shemo la'ashav zachor et yom ha'shabbat v'kadsho sheshet yamim ta'avod v'asita kol melachtecha v'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbat Lashem Elohecha Lo Taseh Kol Melacha Ata Uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha Uyamadcha Uvhemtecha Begercha Asher Basharecha Ki sheshet yamin asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadshehu k'abed et avicha V'yet imercha leman ya'arikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinav lo tiknov lo taneh b'reyecha En shaker lo tachmod beit reyecha. Lo tachmod ishet reyecha v'yavdo v'yamato v'so shoro. Kamoro, the Kolasher, Lireyefa. And now for the Ma meditation. The Ma meditation. The Hebrew word Ma translates as what, but it actually connects to the Sefirah of Chokhmah. So this is really a meditation to gain wisdom. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. We will now connect to the abridged Kaddish, which we utilize as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight.
And we all say Amen. Eat barafish the bak, eat par, eat romam, eat nase, eat a dar, eat a lev, eat a lal, shemade a kucha, the eila mean call birkata, pushirata, tushbechata, the nechemata, the amiran be alma, ye shlama rabba mean shemaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left, as we say together,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Tonight's class is the writings of the Ari. We can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Miketz. The Miketz, it is always the Parasha that we read on Shabbat Hanukkah, this coming Shabbat. And the third link under Parasha Miketz is the Anatomy of the Divine Presence. And this essay by the Ari is explaining the relationship between Joseph and Benjamin, the two sons of Rachel. Joseph, we know, became righteous when he said no to Potiphar, his wife, even though he wanted to be with her, he controlled his desire. He used binding by striking. But Benjamin is also called a Sadiq, Benjamin HaSadiq. Rarely is that ever explained, and this essay will help us understand this relationship of why they are both called Sadiq, and why Joseph is the chariot for Yesod of Zeranpin, while Benjamin is the chariot of Yesod of Malchut. I am adding, just in the writing, up till now my comments have been unwritten. Joseph is a chariot for Yesod of Zeranpin. King David is the chariot to Malchut relative to Joseph. The question is, what Sephirah does Benjamin represent? Remember, the temple is in the territory of Benjamin. This implies a relationship to Malchut. Can one have multiple chariots to Malchut is a question I am asking. In this parasha, we see how Joseph is reunited with his brothers. Joseph shows particular favor to his full brother Benjamin, as in the verse. And he looked up and saw his brother Benjamin, the son of his mother, and said, "Is this your younger brother you mentioned to me?" And he said, "May God favor you, my son." This is an unwritten commentary, but to truly understand this relationship, Joseph has been away from Benjamin for 20 years, 22 years. How old is Benjamin? He's at least 22, but more than likely he's like 25 or 26 or 27. Keep that in his mind as you think of him, because as a child we were taught to think of Benjamin as the youngest brother, the baby, just like my mother always considered me the baby, even after I became what I thought I was an adult. If I met my mother today, or when I meet my mother again at the resurrection of the dead, my mother is going to consider me a baby, no matter how much life experience I have gained. Know that the numerical value of Benjamin is the same as that of the word for whole. In Hebrew, Negev, 152. But that is his spiritual location, where feminine water unites with masculine water. Benjamin, the Hebrew for Benjamin, is spelled Bet Nun Yud Mem Yud Nun, which is a gematria of 152, as demonstrated in the handout. Nekev is spelled Nun Kuf Bet, also 152. Feminine water and masculine water are the Zoharic terms for the Nukva's arousal from below and Zeranpin's arousal from above, respectively, in preparation for their union. As an unwritten commentary, feminine water represents actions of human beings in the physical world. Masculine water represents rain. It represents the flow of Shefa. It represents spiritual energy falling, coming down into the physical world. Continuing to read. The fact that the numerical value of Benjamin is the masculine form of the word Nukva indicates that he plays a role in this union. What spiritual level do you personify? Therefore, Joseph said to Benjamin, what spiritual level do you personify? I know that you embody neither of the two sides who are party to the spiritual union, for you do not embody any partsuf whatsoever, neither masculine nor feminine. Benjamin then answered him, know, my brother, that I personify the masculine principle, and indeed I have ascended to the same spiritual level that you did, in order to draw and suckle from the place where you drew and suckled. Whereas the other brothers personified various aspects of the six midot of the nukva, Joseph personified the yesod of Zeranpin, and Benjamin also achieved this level. This is why Benjamin is now written fully with a second yud, for this indicates how he ascended and drew into himself a radiance of the yud. He said to him, Joseph, know that I now personify the masculine principle, and I have a wife and children. The name Benjamin is usually spelled Bet Nun Yud Mem Nun, as above, but sometimes, however, it is spelled Bet Nun Yud Mem Yud Nun. The second Yud is the principal masculine letter of the name Chavaya, or the Yud, anytime there is a Yud, it is connected to Chavaya, which is Yud He Vav He. The other masculine letter in Yud He Vav He is the Vav, which is really a longer Yud. And we have shown that previously from the writings of the Ari. Joseph said back to him, what did you name them? And Benjamin answered, I named them after you, my brother. The names that Benjamin gave his sons all refer to some aspect of Joseph's tribulations or his relationships with his brother Benjamin. This being the case, it is understood that Benjamin did not conduct marital relations below, as this at this his original level, but above at the level of his brother, Joseph. And this is why he named all his sons after aspects of his brother's life. I am adding, remember the Torah is not written in chronological order. Thus it is possible for Benjamin to not have children when he is sent with Yehuda into Egypt to see Shimon or to set Shimon free. Benjamin is called Hasadik, like his brother. Why? The Ari is teaching us in the paragraph above. Yet this is difficult to understand, as Benjamin is said to be called Sadik, since he did not sleep with his wife. Yet here he is saying he has children. A further proof of this is that he had 10 sons, the number of the lights from which he suckled at his brother's level. This is also why his name was originally spelled without the second yud, and then is spelled with the second yud, indicating that he now fully personified the masculine principle. All of the 12 tribes constitute a rectification. Of the Shekhinah. We see that sometimes his name is spelled with the second yud, indicating that he personifies the masculine principle, and sometimes without the second yud, indicating that he personifies the feminine principle. In fact, his name is spelled in the Torah with the second yud only 5 times for a known reason. Five times the numerical value of Benjamin, spelled with the second yud, is 810, alluding to the two temples that were built in Benjamin's territory and stood a total of 830 years. It is for this reason that his name appears with the second yud only five times, as we said. When it's spelled completely with both yuds, it's gematria is 162. Five times 162 is 810. Of course, we're asking, where is the missing 20 years? Jerusalem was in Benjamin's territory. According to the Talmud, the first temple stood for 410 years, and the second temple for 420 years, for a total of 830 years. As to the missing 20 in this calculation, the scribe who wrote it down suggests that we add the 17 letters used in spelling out the word Benjamin, plus the two kolels for the two temples, and this gives us 19, plus another kolel for the word Benjamin itself, giving 20. Some people, this is an unwritten commentary, some people constantly think of the kolel as a manipulation of the numbers to fit what you want it to fit. But in reality, the kolel represents a unifying force. It represents a connection to a higher level. So when we say the 17 letters, we're saying each of Benjamin's letters that spell his name is connected to Zeron Pin and not just to Malchut. And the same thing applies when we add the two temples, because they were connected to Zeron Pin. And for the overall name of Benjamin itself, which gives us the total number of 20 connections to Zeron Pin. Continuing to read. Ben Yud Tav, Nun Vav Nun Yud, Vav Dalet Mem Mem Yud, Vav Dalet Nun Vav Nun, adds up to the 17 letters. Why is it an odd number? Because if you take eight letters in the name Benjamin with only one yud, then you have nine letters in Benjamin with both yuds. And 8 plus 9 is 17. And we know 17 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, which means good. The Arizal now backtracks conceptually and lays the groundwork for the above discussion. Know that all the 12 progenitors of the tribes constitute a rectification of the Shekhinah, and she therefore hovers over them with her full partsuf, all 10 sephirot, which is the definition of a partsuf, which means a face, faces. The partsuf is a structure of 10 sephirot. Not just any sephirot, but keter to malchut. Continuing. The Shekhinah is the nukva of atzilut, which constitutes a full partsuf, as we know. And they are Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, personifying Chesed and Gevurah and Tiferet. Issachar and Zebulun, personifying Netzach and Hod. Naphtali and Asher, personifying her right knee. Dan, personifying her right heel. God personifying her left knee and heel.
Judah personifying her Malchut, and Benjamin her Yesod, while Joseph personifies the Yesod of Zeranpin. That paragraph takes a lot of contemplation. The above description moves freely between the actual nomenclature of the Sephirot and their anatomical correlates. Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet correspond to the right arm and the left arm and the torso, respectively. Netzach and Hod correspond to the right and left legs. Malchut corresponds to the mouth, and Yesod corresponds to the womb in the female and the male organ in the male. This is what is alluded to in the Zohar and Parashat Miketz, that Joseph personified the masculine principle and the others personified the feminine principle. When they all saw that Joseph personified the masculine principle, and they all personified the feminine principle, they became very jealous of him. Thus we see that the numerical value of Joseph in Hebrew, Yosef, is the same as the word, that of the word for jealousy, kina. Both have a gematria of 156. Since I have a grandson named Joseph, I can share with you that you will find that people named Joseph have an issue, a correction of jealousy. It doesn't mean that every Joseph at every stage of his life has an issue of jealousy, but sometime in their life they will be given the opportunity to correct that aspect of jealousy. And we see in the handout how both Yosef and Kina have a gematria of 156. Joseph suckles from the divine name El Kana Havaya. The phrase Elkanah, a zealous God or a jealous God, as we know, Pinchas was zealous, and that is a positive trait, although very dangerous to exhibit. It's very close to being jealous. What is the difference between zealous and jealous? You can look it up in the dictionary. You can come to try and understand it. It is a very significant issue. The phrase Elkanah, zealous God, appears six times in the Torah, and the handout specifies the verses. The last time is the verse for a zealous God, Elkanah, Havaya, your God, is among you. This name signifies the supernal Yesod of Ima, signified in turn by the first He of the name Havaya, also known as the river that issues from Eden. Again, this paragraph needs to be understood and contemplated to be fully clear. In the phrase, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, Eden signifies Chokhmah. The river is Bina, and the garden is Malchut. Mystically, the sea is an appellation for Malchut, as we have taught many, many times in the past. It happened that the brothers acted on their jealousy of his father, for he sent him to check on them, saying, "Are your brothers not pasturing your flocks in Shechem?" By this he meant mystically that some of them are situated spiritually at the level of the arms of the feminine principle, which is the meaning of the word Shem, as in on his shoulder. The word Shem literally means shoulder. Jacob assumed that since some of them are situated spiritually at the level of the arms of the feminine principle, they would not be jealous of him, nor harm him, for two reasons. First, because the arms are higher than the torso and higher than the procreative organs. This being the case, he said, they are higher than you and will not be jealous of you. The arms can be raised higher than the torso, and therefore they are considered higher than it. They embody Chesed and Gevurah, while the body embodies Tiferet. Even though Joseph personified Yesod of Zeratin, which is a higher level than the Nukva, Jacob neither meant that Yesod in general is a lower Sephiroth than Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and in this respect the brothers, at least Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, were higher than Joseph, or that when Zeratin is vested in the Nukva, the Yesod of Zeratin is situated at the lower extreme of Tiferet of the Nukva. Secondly, he said, their source includes loving kindness and mercy. So they will have mercy on you, and you need not be afraid. Chesed and Tiferet are loving kindness and mercy, respectively. But they did not act according to Jacob's assumption, but instead they found Joseph in Dothan. They related to him with the attribute of strict judgment. In the end, however, Reuben, who personified the right arm, had mercy on him, but this did not help, since he was a lone voice. Dothan is related to the word din, meaning judgment. They cast him into the pit, this being the attribute of strict judgment of Isaac, whose numerical value is the same as that of the word for pit, in Hebrew, bor, 208. Isaac represents Gevurah, but he represents strict judgment, because he is the soul after the tikkun is completed. After the tikkun is completed, there is no longer a need for mercy. There is a need for loving kindness, chesed, but not for mercy. And understanding that distinction again takes significant contemplation. And it also explains why we have two words in English for emotions. One is our emotions, and the other is feelings. The feelings is a higher level. It's an emotional level of your consciousness, of your intellect. And that level is higher than the logical tools that we have developed in the Western world through the Greek culture. In the context of the three patriarchs, Isaac personifies Gevurah, or strict judgment. And this is seen by the fact that he devoted great energy to digging wells and pits, whereas Chesed and Tiferet are characterized by downward movement, the have giving to the have not, and the higher having mercy on the lower. Gevurah is characterized by upward movement, the have not judging itself critically and aspiring to ascend to a higher level. This upward aspiration towards purification was expressed by Isaac's well digging, where dirt, obstructions, evil, the klipot, the mud, is removed, so the hidden good, the subterranean well, the water that rises from within the earth, can be revealed. Isaac in Hebrew is Yitzhak and is spelled Yud Sadi Chet Kuf, which is totaling 208. Or is Bet Vav Resh, is also 208. Specifically, they cast him into the Nukva of Zeranpin, the attribute of Isaac, to the location of its left arm, where Shimon was spiritually located. As we know, the masculine principle in general is associated with the right side, that of Chesed, while the feminine principle is associated with the left side, that of Gevurah. Therefore, the Nukva can be justifiably called the attribute of Isaac, since Isaac also personified the side of Gevurah, called, as was noted above, Shimon personified the left arm of the Nukva, the Gevurah of Nukva, which is anyway associated with Gevurah. Thus, the left arm of Nukva is doubly stripped. That is why Joseph acted wisely when Shimon was under his control and imprisoned him in front of the other brothers, so they would take the hint, but they did not get the hint. In any case, they later took Joseph out of the pit and sold him, and his purchasers brought him to Egypt, the Straits of the Sea, which is Malchut, specifically the back of the Nukva of Zeranpin. The word for Egypt, Mitzrayim, can be read as two words, Mitzar Yam, or the Straits of the Sea. And indeed, most of the settled area of Egypt is around the Nile River, a passageway into the Mediterranean Sea. Mystically, the sea is an appellation for Malchut, since all the other Sephirot flow into Malchut, just as everything eventually flows into the sea. The strait, or the constriction of Malchut, is the back of Malchut, the side exposed to negativity. Egypt is the constriction of, the flow of the expanded consciousness of Bina into the restricted and constricted consciousness of Malchut. Thus, he was now on the central axis, that of Malchut and Bina. Having been thrown off center to the left side by his brothers, he returned in Egypt to the central axis, where he began as Yesod of Zeranpin, albeit in a precarious position, exposed to the negativity of Egypt, of that narrow place. This axis is the constriction of who into that of the sea, which is Malchut. The Hebrew word who is me, mem yud. The Hebrew word yam, yud mem, is sea. You begin to get the relationships. The Hebrew word for who, me, is the last two letters of the Hebrew word for Egypt, Mitzrayim, just as the word for sea, yam, is Mitzrayim, can thus be understood both as a constriction of the sea and the constriction of who. But the question word who is an appellation for Bina, inasmuch as its numerical value is 50, Mem Yud, 40 plus 10. And there are 50 gates of Bina, as we have seen previously. So Egypt is the constriction of Bina into the constriction of Malchut, the sea, or the flow of the expanded consciousness of Bina into the restricted and constricted consciousness of Malchut. And this is where Joseph wound up. And Potiphar, the eunuch of Pharaoh, bought him. And this will be continued. This is the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I would like to announce while you're unmuting, you can see how powerful this essay is, as it's giving you a much clearer understanding of the tree of life. As we grow from Malchut, the physical world, through the 10 dimensions, the 10 levels of consciousness in each of the four worlds, up even into the fifth world to get to the ultimate level of the 50 gates. There is much to be contemplated in this essay, much to be learned. The other announcement I have is to remind you that our Rosh Chodesh Tevet connection will be taking place Saturday night. And we will have a Havdalah, we will have a Rosh Chodesh connection, as well as our regular class. Well, our regular class will be the Rosh Chodesh connection. And also a week from last Sunday, last night, this coming Sunday night, there will be a special class to explain the holiday, the idea of something called Zot Hanukkah. The translation of Zot Hanukkah is, this is Hanukkah. And we have to ask, does that mean that the first seven nights are not Hanukkah, but only the last night is Zot Hanukkah? Tune in for that class, which I believe is going to be at 5 o'clock West Coast time this coming Sunday. Does anybody have any questions on tonight's class? Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you. Good night.
Happy Hanukkah.
And to you.